Welcome back to the Brett and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
Welcome back to the Brett and Austin Show. Went to the bullpen, brought in the big old righty, Casey Kurtz.
What's up?
Got Nick in the daytime.
Pause. You said righty, and he holds up his left hand.
Are you lefty,
Casey? No, righty.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm just stupid.
Yeah, he was.
You're looking too much into it.
Just, I mean, the fact that you are just fighting, you know, the Sandman right now, falling asleep, but you notice the fact that he held up his left hand instead of his right hand is probably the biggest news of the day.
I think the only reason I did it is because I knew the camera was on my left.
Yeah.
So if I go right, I got the mic arm here. I got to go around it.
Yeah.
You know.
Human enigma. Sure. Just can't let it be, can you?
No.
That's a heck of a pickup. Can't. Even fully awake.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold. Wait a second. Time out.
Take your left hand.
Throw the challenge flag. He said the big righty, but he threw up his left hand. Come on now.
I have an imposter. It's like the scene from Inglorious, that one movie.
Say it. Yeah. Go and finish that sentence.
Where's three glazing? And he holds up the wrong three.
Yeah, that's a good point. Holds up the wrong three.
We have an imposter.
We have an imposter. Before we get in the Olympics, though, and speaking of baseball and the big righty, if you will, Mike Trout.
Nick, the graphic.
Mike Trout. Casey, you want to set up the scene a little bit? What's going on with Mike Trout?
So basically, Mike Trout, one of the GOATs to ever play. One of the most, and by the way, Nick in the daytime made this. If it sucks, I made it if you like it. So basically, Mike Trout, one of the most talented people to ever play. These are the first numbers from the first 10 seasons of a career compared to Mickey Mantle, who is unquestionably one of the greatest to ever play. If you're just listening in audio, I'll give you the idea. The stats are very, very, very similar. Mickey Mantle in his first 10 years played a lot more baseball games than Mike Trout did, but they are very similar in everything. Mickey Mantle, a little bit more hits, very few more home runs, but when it comes to some of the stats that are more important now than they were back in the day, talking slugging, OPS, and OPS plus, Mike Trout is that guy. But the reason I use Mickey Mantle here is
it's Mickey Mantle. Man.
Yeah, I mean, Mickey Mantle's the guy that most people know, even casual baseball fans. And I thought I didn't know if the numbers were going to be close, but I thought of a guy, Mickey Mantle, got a lot of hits, hit some bombs, stole some bases, and I thought Mike Trout was comparable. So when you are on track, in my opinion, to be compared to an all-time great through your first 10 years, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And these numbers are close. The problem is, since his first 10 years, Mike Trout and that 2020 was the last year. So 21, 22, 23, and now 24, mm-hmm. Mike Trout has barely played baseball.
Well, and so this is where the topic came up for the discussion today. Mike Trout put out a tweet. This was 18 hours ago. And it reads this: since my initial surgery on May 3rd to repair my meniscus, my rehabilitation proved longer and more difficult than anticipated. After months of hard work, I am devastated. I was devastated yesterday when an MRI showed a tear in my meniscus that will require surgery again, ending my hopes of returning this season. Playing and competing is a huge part of my life. This is equally as heartbreaking and frustrating for me as it is for you, the fans. I understand that I have disappointed many, but believe me, I will do everything I can to get back even stronger. I will continue to help my team and teammates from the dugout as we press forward in the second half of the season. We're not going to the playoffs. In the second half of the season, thank you for the support, Mike Trout.
Yeah, and I mean, since 2020, so 2021, 22, and 23 and 24, in the second half of the Major League Baseball season, Mike Trout has played, in order, 0 games in 2021, 40 games in 2022, 1 game in 2023, man, and it will be 0 games in 2024. In the last 4 years, he's only played 266 of 648 possible games. If he would have played the majority of those games, I believe, and there's two different parts of this, I believe Shohei Ohtani is the best to ever, ever play, the most talented, the GOAT. Don't come at me with Babe Ruth. Shohei Ohtani is the guy. But without Shohei Ohtani and the pitching and all that, mm-hmm. Mike Trout, in my opinion, was the guy.
Yeah.
And I think he would have got there with the numbers. I think all that would have proved it. It will now not happen. He will be a Hall of Famer, but he won't have those numbers.
Well, and this is what I want. This is the story I brought up today, then, Casey, in the group chat. I mean, I'm a baseball fan. Obviously, I follow one team more than the others. Shout out to Milwaukee Brewers and everything. But hey, next time, beat the Atlanta Braves a little more. Appreciate you. When I think of Mike Trout, it's crazy because I know Mike Trout, the baseball player. Mm-hmm. And I know the numbers. I don't know the numbers. Those numbers were insane compared to Mickey Mantle. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that pops up when I think of Mike Trout, I think of injuries. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the Greg Oden effect. Now, these are two separate players. Greg Oden didn't really get any run in the league. Mike Trout has had some run and the numbers to back it up. But when people mention Greg Oden, what do you think? Oh, man, bust. Man, mm-hmm. couldn't stay healthy. Bust. When people mention Mike Trout to me, the first thing I think about is, man, the guy just couldn't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair comparison, or are the numbers obviously really slept on?
No, I mean, it is now because the number, his career numbers, like if he never plays another game, you're going to look at it and go, damn, if you never saw him, you'd be like, damn, this guy's pretty good, apparently, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in my opinion, he went from tracking to be one of the greatest to ever do it to now there's no chance he gets there because of basically 4 years that he's lost out on, at least putting up full season's worth of numbers. So I think you're right on in terms of the injuries. I just think it sucks because one of the best to ever do it. Mm-hmm. You could watch it. Now, granted, you have to stay up till 10 to watch the Angels because he's on the Angels.
It is a little bit of West Coast bias.
Yeah, but without a doubt, one of the most talented to ever do it, would have had the numbers, and he just won't now. And it's not going to happen because you're not going to go basically 4 years with getting hurt all the time and then somehow play till you're four. Like, he's not going to put in another 10 years. Like, in my opinion, he's almost at the end because it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
And it's just, obviously, it doesn't suck for anybody more than Mike Trout because bro was going to be the guy and will still be remembered very fondly, but it sucks for him. It sucks for all the fans that want to see it. The Angels have done absolutely nothing to help dude in his time as an Angel, but it's just unfortunate that one of the greats, in my opinion, is a career that I think it'll always be a what could have it actually been.
Yeah.
So
you think when it's all said and done, we're going to be talking about Mike Trout in the what it could have been as opposed to what he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, he was great, but if he would have played.
I mean, do you see a possibility where he has a chance to come back and play those full seasons and just cement it? Or do you think this is, at this point, it's almost like it's kind of who you are, man. You can't stay healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked. I hope for it because I'm a fan, but yeah. I just think that it's going to be one of those careers, which is unfortunate, but mm-hmm. it's just kind of how it's played out.
From one GOAT in Mike Trout to another GOAT in Simone Biles in Paris right now. Last night, I mean, it was the rerun of it, but it happened yesterday afternoon. The all-around title, once again, goes to Simone Biles. Many now calling the GOAT of women's gymnastics. Obviously won the all-around, won the team, and then we'll be competing like in the separate, like the balance beam events and stuff later on. For those of you wondering what the total now is for Simone Biles, we're talking 6 gold medals, 1 silver medal, and 2 bronze medals. And if you're into world championships, 23 world championships that she's won, 4 silver and 3 bronze.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Casey, do you have Simone Biles fever? Your thoughts about her?
It's obviously insane.
Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I can barely jump off the ground. You know what I'm saying? Let alone backwards and land it. Like, it's unbelievable. And I don't know why. Don't get me wrong, she's very much appreciated for what she does, but like only during the Olympics. Like, gymnastics is one of those things where it's like 98% of people can't even begin
to fathom.
To just run fast enough to where they hit the trampoline. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a lot of those things with Olympic sports, though. Like, I think swimming kind of goes under the radar because, in theory, everybody but Nick in the daytime can swim. And it's like, you know, it's not that important. But it is. Like, Katie Ledecky winning that by, like, minutes, it felt like. Just all this, a lot of the stuff that the people in the Olympics do that just doesn't get appreciated outside of in the Olympics. But Simone Biles from the last Olympic cycle where she went and then couldn't compete because she had, I think it's called the twisties, I think is what they called it.
Yeah.
So just, it's it's wild that she's still doing it, and she's one of the greatest, no doubt.
So there's been a lot of great moments from Simone Biles. Obviously, the floor routine to help win the gold medal for her team. There was, you know, she can't, I mean, I say a falter, like she made like two steps off like the vault, which cost her a little bit of points. So she kind of had to make those up a little bit. Duh, she did her thing, dominated. But my favorite moment of Simone Biles, and like, you know how I feel about the pettiness, you know how I feel about the clap back sometimes, but this was too good not to highlight. So a former teammate of Simone Biles named Michaela Skinner. Went on some show and basically said that, you know, athletes have changed in terms of women's gymnastics. They're not as hungry. They're a little more lazy. And just the overall talent level is not what it was when Michaela Skinner competed. She said this. Simone Biles got word of this. Call a little extra chip on your shoulder. Call it extra motivation. But right after... Team USA wins the gold medal and then the team gymnastics competition for the women. Simone Biles goes on Instagram. Have you seen this? Yep. And posts a nice picture of them holding the flag, celebrating they just won the gold medal. And she says, and I quote, "Lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions." Gold medal emoji, heart emoji.
How about that?
I love it.
Gotta love the pettiness.
I love the pettiness.
It's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. And yeah, and listen, I'd hate to see Michaela Skinner's DMs right now.
Oh, it's terrible.
And her replies. Might want to take the Casey Kirch approach a little
Delete
bit and just take a little vacation and start a new track and field coming up as well, Casey, in the Olympics. I mean, there's so many events to break. I'm still excited for the breakdancing. I'm not sure when it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm excited. Right. Breakdancing.
I'm excited for the breakdancing. What's that going to look like? But obviously a big storyline now is Sha'Carri Richardson, a very polarizing athlete, could not compete in Tokyo due to, I believe it was marijuana.
It was.
Got busted for that. Is a very outspoken and we'll call her eccentric sprinter. And it always seems like the sprinters, like it's always as the sprinters. You know, like we don't talk about the long jumpers, the high jumpers. It's always like the 100, 200.
Right.
Your thoughts about Sha'Carri Richardson and how excited are you for the track and field events to get started?
I'm actually excited to watch. I feel like I never have been before, but I think the storyline part of it that really she got screwed to not be able to be in it last time. So I'm like, well, yeah, I want to see her dominate and destroy people the way that she would have done the last time. So I am more intrigued than I usually would be for the track events because I've never liked running and I don't really like watching people run. But again, it's one of those things where like I'm not going to say that, but running is something that's just so like you see people
Everyone can do it. Yeah, that's the thing.
You see people running like on the way home. You will see somebody running.
Like, no, I completely
agree. It's just underappreciated because they are hauling.
No, I completely agree with you. Where, and this is the question I had too in the group chat, like, what do you find more entertaining, the track and field events or gymnastics? Because I watch gymnastics and I watch, you know, the male and females. I love the Olympics. And I look at myself and say, I can't do any of this.
Not even close.
Like, I can barely hold a plank for a minute, let alone try to do a pike like on the rings. So like I look at them and it's like you guys are just like
different.
You're aliens. Like I can't relate. I can't comprehend. I can't imagine the work that took to get to that point. And then I watch track and field athletes and it's like, well, I ran track in high school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was at state. You know, a state track runner and everything.
I wouldn't, but I can pretend.
But then, like, I'm so in awe. And to me, obviously, this is like the Usain Bolt effect a little bit.
Sure.
Like, there was one point, and this was, I think, it might have been a second year competing, because I think you started Tyson Gay in it as well and everything, where you had four of, like, the greatest 100-meter athletes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of numbers, in terms of world records, all at once. Mm-hmm. Like, lanes, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then another guy from Jamaica, who I forgot his name.
But Usain Bolt.
The other guy, though. The guy that he, like, eventually, like,
yeah, I don't
followed.
Know.
Yeah, whatever. And I remember watching that racing, like, this is going to be insane. Like, it's going to be neck and neck. Like, what, man, like, the start's going to be so important, all this stuff. And then Usain Bolt comes out, and it's, like, it's close for the first 50. And then the next 50, it's just, like, he's not even, but he's not even trying. And he's looking at the camera, like, smiling. And I'm like, these are supposed to be, like, the generational track guys. and you just made him look like that. So, like, I almost lean towards track of having more of those oh wow moments, yeah. Even though it's just running.
Yeah, I think in terms of that, like, my brain can comprehend running fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I've never been fast. I want to be perfectly clear. But in theory, I could understand how to run fast. What my brain can't comprehend is how to run fast, then jump, then flip, and again, and land on my feet and survive. My brain can't really comprehend that because I could never do that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where I'm like gymnastics. And you go at it with the plank example, like, I can't comprehend half the stuff they're doing. And they do it easily.
Yeah.
Like, there's at no point that it looks hard. And there's multiple times where I'm like, oh, broken neck. Oh, she landed it. Never mind. I'm like, this could be a disaster. If I tried to do this.
Gonna see a dead body. Never mind. She just landed it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, I think that one to me is more impressive and more entertaining to watch just because, like, I can't really even put myself in the spot mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I'm like, well, damn, if I would have just worked my butt off, I could have ran fast. Of course I couldn't have, but that's my delusion. I'll say this too, and with the swimming, because I like watching the swimming.
Yeah, sure.
Here's the craziest part about the swimming thing to me is Katie Ledecky, 1500, she mm-hmm. won by like 8 seconds or something. She owns all of the top like 20 times ever in the history of the sport. And if you didn't see it, when she finished the swimming race, nobody else was in the camera shot.
Yeah, I watched that last night, yeah.
And she's done that a couple of times. So my thing with that is, and it kind of goes back to what you're saying about Usain Bolt, everybody else that was there was the best person from their country. Mm-hmm. They were so damn good, they got to the Olympics and had the opportunity and were there. We are talking the top 8 swimmers in the world, and it was not close.
No, not even close.
They had no chance. They showed up hoping to maybe get a bronze.
Like, if she would have won like another lap, she would sort of lap people. Like, honestly.
Yes.
Which is insane.
And this is the Olympics.
About. This Olympics. No. But, and this was in the group chat a little bit. Because, like, and Katie Ledecky, you know, in terms of gold medals now, like, one of the most decorated mm-hmm. athletes of all time in Olympic history, saying that as long as her body's going to allow, she'll come back again and again. By the way, well, you just beat the field by a minute.
That's
so,
my thing. Like, she can't possibly, like.
But here's the thing, Casey. I guess what's more impressive, though, was it like Phelps in his heyday? Because, like, you talk about sprints, mm-hmm. where it's like, I feel like when you add sprinting to it, it almost evens the field a little more. Like, that to me is why Phelps is the Olympic GOAT. And that's why, like, you know, Usain Bolt is the goal of like the 100 meter, just because like the way that it looked, it was such a short race, but they were still out by so much mm-hmm. as opposed to Katie Ledecky, where it's like, all right, man, this is like 15 minutes, whatever the case may be. And yeah, you're out by a lot, but of course you are, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, yeah, you have the cardio, you don't feel lactic acid, whatever the case may be, like, but of course you are. And I'm not taking the thing away from Katie Ledecky. Like, she's a beast. She's an animal. She is her, but I'm almost so much more impressed with the sprinters, like the Phelps, like the Bolts, just because I guess it's more competitive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would say in terms of the 100 meters or whatever, the quick ones, it's like you can't, and I'm not assuming that Katie Ledecky did anything wrong either, but you can't do a single thing incorrectly, even slightly, in a sprint.
Correct.
Right? Like,
yeah.
If you're talking swimming, like, I don't know how they turn because it looks dope. But, like, if you screw it up by a half second, you lost.
Oh, even like in the 100, like the track and field, like, if you if you get out of your blocks a little too slow, that's it.
Yeah. It's over.
That could be it.
You lost before it started.
Yeah.
And it's like, that part is so impressive to me. Now, granted, again, I'm not assuming Katie Ledecky made any mistakes, but I feel like, well, when you win by like 20 seconds, you could screw up a turn potentially, but I mean, you have to be so perfect at every second of it if you're sprinting. So mm-hmm. I'm with you there. But the fact that I just can't get over that other people for 3 straight years have showed up to the Olympics knowing in that event with Katie Ledecky, they're not even going to come close.
Yeah.
Like, there won't even, by the 7th time they go down the pool, it will not be close. Mm-hmm. You've lost. Mm-hmm. I'd have a hard time showing up.
Last quick 2 trending story from the Olympics, and I hope you've all seen this guy. If you haven't, go ahead and, well, first of all, get off the road if you're driving, but When you have time, look up this dude, Yusuf Dikic, who is from Turkey, competed in the 10-millimeter air pistol. Now, I'm not going to lie, didn't watch it. Don't really get into the shooting sports that much. Kind of boring, you know? Like,
yeah, it's not.
I respect it, but kind of boring. By the way, shout out to Murray State Rifle Team, always like one of the top teams in the nation year in and year out. Nice. So shout out to the Murray State Racers representing. But to set the scene real quick, so it's a 10-meter air pistol competition. You hold the gun, pistol, you shoot, whoever gets close to the target as many times wins. Pretty standard. Well, obviously, like, it's a pistol. It's not like a sniper rifle, so you gotta like wear like glasses, and like it almost looks like the people compete like at like an optometrist. You know, like you have like the eye machines, different kinds of glasses. You can wear hand like wraps and stuff. Like, it's
some of these people are all in.
Some of these people look like James Bond villains with all their eye gadgets and everything like
that.
Good call. And then you have Yusuf come up from Turkey.
The goat.
No eyewear. No, he's wearing glasses because maybe his vision's a little compromised. Wearing glasses, but no, like, fancy gadgets. No eyewear. No gloves. No hand wraps. Just some earplugs. Oh, yeah, by the way, no ear... Like, he has earplugs in, mm-hmm. but everybody else is wearing, like, you know, professional, like, headset. Sound quality.
Yeah.
He's got some small earplugs in. Holds the gun up. Oh, what's that? What's his other hand doing? Hand in his pocket. Like, yeah. He's... Like, he's online trying to pay his bills, hands in his pocket.
Basically.
Shooting the gun. Oh, and by the way, dude won the silver medal.
Unbelievable.
Legend.
I just...
Meme goat right now, and as he should be.
Again, people trained. There he is!
Look at this dude!
Look at the goat!
Look at the goat in all his glory.
Way to crop that, by the way.
Have you ever seen an athlete being so annoyed to be at the Olympics?
Dude is disappointed. He had to stop what he was doing.
Dude is almost offended to be representing his country. He's like, I can't believe I had to get up at like 12 o'clock French time to shoot this stupid gun and win a silver medal.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen an athlete look so